Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are tracking a couple of developing stories here at midday. First, police in Garland investigating an officer-involved shooting at a convenience store in the 100 block of East Buckingham Road. Police say in a tweet that a subject has been transported to the hospital. That is an active scene. The investigation is underway. More on this developing story on News Radio 1080. Also, country music legend Charlie Daniels has died. Daniels was 83. Reaction to his passing throughout the afternoon on KRLD. For three consecutive days, Dallas County has reported more than 1,000 COVID-19 cases. And as that number goes higher, the number of available hospital beds is falling.
We currently, in North Texas, have over 1,500 COVID-19 patients in hospitals, and about 30% of those are in ICU beds. That number back on June 15th was 700.
Stephen Love, president and CEO of the DFW Hospital Council, says beds are not the only thing he's concerned about. More PPE is also needed in case numbers rise, and he says so is rest.
Our workforce is very tired.
Love says the numbers could get worse in the next few weeks, and that's something folks should brace themselves for. He says if everyone wears masks and keeps their distance, he believes the numbers would come down. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
For the next 3 days, Fort Worth has a walk-up COVID-19 testing site open. It's at Logan Elementary School on Dillard Street, and it's open from 10 to 4 today through Wednesday. Mike Drivdahl with the Fort Worth Office of Emergency Management says the goal is to make it easy to get as many people tested as possible.
There is obviously some worry that if you're asymptomatic and you're walking around, and you don't know that you've got COVID, that you could obviously be spreading it to people because you don't know that you're sick.
There is no appointment required at the Fort Worth walk-up site, no residency requirements. They say they will not turn anyone away. The only requirement is to provide a telephone number where they can reach you to give you your results. The action has come to a screeching halt at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Lone Star Park has announced that all live racing at the track has been suspended until further notice. The Grand Prairie track says it made the decision out of an abundance of caution due to a spike in COVID-19 across the region. The facility, however, will remain open for simulcast operations so that visitors can wager on other races from across the country. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas Republicans are still planning to meet in person for their state convention next week, but they've built a backup plan in case they're not allowed to use Houston's convention center. State GOP Chairman James Dickey says members of the executive committee have been talking to other states and looking at how delegates could debate and make motions if they only meet virtually.
A 7,000 to 9,000 person convention held under Robert's Rules of Order is very much a niche market. So we have been working on this for a while now.
The Texas GOP passed a plan to meet virtually, but only if Governor Abbott or local officials in Houston order them not to meet in person. They cut the required notice to change the meeting from 24 hours to just 3. The executive committee rejected a plan that would have allowed delegates to choose to vote by video if the in-person convention goes on as scheduled. A Dallas woman now locked up for 25 years after taking part in the murder of a retired Dallas police officer almost 2 years ago. And as KRLD's LP Phillips explains, the former cop has a place in U.S. history.
86-year-old Edward Sebastian was one of the men who took down Lee Harvey Oswald in the Texas Theater after Oswald killed not only President Kennedy, but Dallas officer J.D. Tippit. Sebastian himself was killed in his home after befriending both David Rickerson and McKaylee Carpenter. Sebastian's son Ray tells KRLD News the former cop was letting a former convict, Rickerson, stay in his Pleasant Grove home.
They wasn't intending to hurt my dad. They were just going to rip him off, is what happened. And he actually wound up stealing. You know, he wrecked my dad's truck. She took my dad's car. They sold all of his lawn equipment.
Carpenter pled guilty to murder, taking a deal for 25 years. Rickerson is already serving life. Police reports say the two had only met earlier in the day at a DART station. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Fort Worth looking for help and finding a girl who's been missing since the 4th of July. Police say 13-year-old Miranda Hughbanks was last seen on Fairmount Avenue, just north of Allen Avenue, around 6 Saturday evening. You can see photos of the girl on our website, krld.com. More people are trying to sell their homes in North Texas.
Home listings in North Texas are up 7.1%, according to a new report by Zillow. But despite a rise in listings, total home inventory in North Texas is down 13.2% from this time last year. Nationwide, inventory is down more than 20%. And while home prices across the country are up almost 4% from this time last year, home prices are down 0.6% in North Texas. The forecast calls for prices to continue to drop almost 2% with a slow recovery through 2021. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are awaiting the latest COVID-19 numbers from around the area. Stay connected and get the updated information. Check in with News Radio 1080, KRLD.com, and in the radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.